Back to the Bald-Faced Truth with John Canzano, live from Wilsonville Killer Burger on 750 The Game.
Well, here we are. We are at Killer Burger in Wilsonville. Stop by. I'm broadcasting today in Killer Burger, Wilsonville, and you can win a pair of tickets to see Green Day at Providence Park. We've got a QR code. All you have to do is stop by the broadcast booth, scan the QR code, and you are entered to win Green Day tickets at Providence Park. We also have a four-pack of tickets to the Mariners game on September 14th. Same thing. Stop by our broadcast booth and scan the QR code. Judah Newby, how are we sounding back in studio?
Very good. Sounds lively. Sounds like I can hear the burgers being flipped. It's a great atmosphere.
We're going to go to the kitchen right now where the burgers are actually being flipped.
That's a remote broadcast right there.
Yeah, we're taking where the action is. On that note, AJ Perez, he is a senior writer, Front Office Sports. He had an interesting piece today. If you didn't see it, I retweeted it today. He had an interesting piece. Colorado lost to Oregon last year. We all saw it, 42-6, blowout victory for the Ducks. It was kind of a statement game for Dan Lanning and Oregon, and Colorado had so much attention in the first few weeks of the season, and all of a sudden here came a beatdown at Autzen Stadium. Well, it turns out there is a very interesting backstory that has been going on behind the scenes involving a possible computer hack and a little bit of finger pointing, and in the end, AJ Perez is here to kind of give us the lowdown. AJ, how you doing, man?
Not bad. How's it going?
Going really well. I am really interested to know, like, what is at the root of this Oregon-Colorado story. Can you help us out?
Yeah, it was kind of strange. I got this. I wrote one story last week about that former coach going to Saudi Arabia looking for sovereign fund money for the NIL program at Colorado, and that was just kind of like a simple, like, out of statement, I wrote a story. And after that kind of sparked some reach out, I got this tip on Friday. I'm like, there's no way. I watched that game. I was back in California visiting family, saw them get throttled, and I'm like, why would you allege that? I just kind of didn't make any sense. Now, was there outreach before the game, and then there was more after? That I reported the after, possibly. But there was there were multiple incursions that Colorado thought that looked fishy. And for some reason, they thought this some of those incursions were committed by the Oregon football program. Now, Dion was part of the outreach to the Pac-12. Obviously, the Pac-12, it was the last year that they had 12 teams, so this before Colorado. And Oregon left. So there's that. So they followed up after, like, a few days later. The Pac-12 was like, yes, like, you know, give us what you got. We can start an investigation, but just a heads up, like, these things can lead to federal, you know, federal crime. This is a crime. This is a cyber crime. This is something that, you know, that St. Louis Cardinals scouting director, you know, served a couple years in prison for doing this, what is alleged. So I found out it was a Catapult system. The Catapult told me in a statement this morning that it was they looked into this back last fall. Couldn't find anything abnormal. Colorado backed off after, you know, once some people in the football department went to the Pac-12. It kind of got escalated to Colorado's chief counsel and also the head of compliance, as far as I can tell. Those were the two ones. I have information requests for that, but you know, Colorado takes a long time with those. So we chose to report today.
I think it's fascinating. I have so many questions. I don't know if it leads anywhere, but is this a case of Colorado going, man, did it look like Oregon knew our place? Like, you know, they beat us so decisively. I mean, I was there at the stadium. They couldn't do anything. Is it a case of Colorado going, it just couldn't be possible that Oregon was that much better than us? Or do you think Colorado actually had some kind of breach that they saw or they suspected?
No, they suspected something. There were multiple logins that into this Catapult system that they couldn't account for. Now, there was a lot of turnover at Colorado. I didn't give this in the story, but I'll get into it now. There was a lot of turnover. I mean, between coaches and players, it was Dion's first year. A lot of changes happened. If you read the statement really closely from Catapult, you can see what could have happened. It could have been they failed to turn off a former player or a former coach's catapult login. It could be as simple as that. I mean, that is not a hack. That is just, you know, and that doesn't, and the person may have tried to log in. Maybe he wasn't ending nefarious. He was just, hey, let me look at something I did in practice. We don't know. I've been asking, you know, I would love for Colorado to be more forthcoming. I don't think I'll get banned from a news conference for this story, but, I live out in DC anyway, so I don't care. But it's, so I just would wish, I would love to have Colorado side, you know, we got a little bit from Oregon. You know, Oregon didn't know about it, they said, and I think that's accurate. It's like, this didn't leave the Pac-12. They didn't go to Oregon. Hey, what do you guys have? No, this wasn't investigated because Colorado, even though they had some suspicious activity that they thought was there, they did not choose to move forward with an investigation through the Pac-12.
We're talking to AJ Perez, senior writer, Front Office Sports. He had the story today about an allegation that came from Colorado after Oregon beat Colorado last season 42-6. Do you get a sense of why Colorado has not returned your public records request? Because you've asked for emails between Colorado and the Pac-12. I find it interesting that Colorado, they're not... I'll tell you, AJ, right up front, I've requested things before from Colorado. They take forever. But they have not returned a request, or are they just non-responsive, or what are they doing?
Well, they're saying my requests are, you know, I am not doing the right Boolean searches, and I'm doing the right, you know, and not, there's like certain, their way, they wanted a certain, done a certain way, which I have done now twice. I had a request on Friday with some of this, and I put a new request in once over the week, and I got more information, and I got a very, you know, tighter window of when the communications between the Pac-12 and CU happened. And it's just like, I have now asked to talk to this person's supervisor, because it's like, I've done this for 20 years. I've been an investigative reporter for a long time. I was working USA Today for the college football coach salary database. I know how to FOIA and open records request colleges. And this person is not, you know, the person there is not working with me. It's kind of frustrating, but this happens a lot. But I don't cover a lot of colleges. So I just, these days, it's been, you know, been a decade since I've done a lot of college work. But it's kind of odd. Is this kind of, if they have proof, they could have gotten out ahead of this. I gave them time, through my open records request, and then over the last 24 hours for a comment. Either they could have gotten out in front of this, and as I looped in Oregon as well, before publication. So it's kind of frustrating, because I think there could have been something that they had, you know, that they saw that was something fishy, you know, and it does look weird when you lose by that many. And you watch that, you're there. They could have won by two or three more touchdowns if they wanted to.
It could have been far uglier.
Yes.
AJ Perez with us. You reached out to the third party that handles this, Catapult. Give us an idea. If you did breach Catapult's system, what could you find in there? What would Oregon or anybody else, let's say you and I hacked it, what would we see?
Kind of depends on how it's set up, but it usually be practice footage. Sometimes, non-broadcast game footage. There was some other data. I was told other data, which I just used that generic term. I'm pretty sure would not be playbooks, but that's another system. Now, was there another system hack besides Catapult? I don't have that information. I have asked, but there could have been other, there could have beyond Catapult, and Catapult did do this, you know, this investigation. They looked into it last fall. You know, were there other services? Because programs use multiple different services. It depends on, you know, they have athlete tracking, they have hydration tracking. There's so many things in modern college program has access to, and it's a lot, and there can be over many different systems. And those all require different logins a lot of the time. So we don't know if there was two factor was turned on for this Catapult system. It's an option that most colleges use. I don't know if Colorado did. There's a lot of things this could have went beyond Catapult. We just know Catapult is the one that was the one company that their video service, and they were somebody somewhere asked them to look into this. Yeah, they would not tell me they wouldn't tell me who, but they were pretty forthcoming otherwise.
All right. So there at least was an inquiry. Catapult says that they did not have evidence of a breach. I am awfully interested to know what Colorado was thinking. Colorado's probably sitting back now going, maybe we did just get beat that bad. I don't know what they're thinking. AJ, I kind of think we're in this era where we're going to see coaches, given the Connor Stallions thing, we're going to see coaches and programs point fingers at each other and go, we were hacked. you know, nobody's going to, you know, be willing, I think, and forthcoming enough to say we just got dominated and outcoached. But, you know, do you think this is the tip of the iceberg with this stuff? Will we see more?
Oh, that's a good question. I think we're going to see an actual hack, somebody actually, a program, you know, hiring somebody who actually knows how to do, you know, black hat stuff online. The way this was done, the way one of my sources, which wasn't in the story, but it was basically, you know, it was, if this was a hack, it was a pretty bad attempt because the IP addresses were pretty, you know, were easy to track down. They weren't trying to hack in from like New Zealand using an IP spoofer or something or a VPN. So this wasn't a sophisticated thing, it sounds like. So you can't call it a hack. But yeah, I think we're going to be possibly, you know, this is very serious. The FBI takes all this stuff very seriously. You know, there's a big penalty for if you get caught. But yeah, there's always a chance when you have this much. You know, it's not just playbooks where, you know, a player, man, look at that, 20, 30 years ago, oh, yeah, player left the playbook on the plane. That was the big thing back then. Now it's like you have to worry about your login credentials, changing them, make sure the passwords change frequently and all that stuff.
AJ Perez, Front Office Sports Senior Writer, is with us. Let's focus now on Colorado. There's a drip, drip, drip of the faucet. It's controversy. It's Shiloh Sanders. It's Shador. It's Coach Prime in the news conference. It's an ex-coach saying, hey, I was doing some work, some legwork with the Saudis. Now you have an allegation that may or may not be an allegation. What is it with Colorado? What, you know, is it just that there's more focus on Colorado, or is it a sloppy operation?
I think the first point, I mean, your second point, that being a lot of attention, definitely. I mean, I think there is, when he went from Jackson State to Colorado, there, you know, it's a much bigger program. Now you're in a new league and you're in the Big 12. There's just a lot more focus. They didn't sneak up on anybody by the third game, by the third or fourth game. I mean, CSU nearly beat them in week three. It's tough. I mean, bringing Warren Sapp in just shocked me. I mean, having covered Warren Sapp and what happened with him at the NFL Network, I was just shocked that Colorado was cool with letting somebody with his reputation and his past come in and tutor young people. That was shocking. As someone that was probably my most, one of the oddest things I've had online and, you know, on social media was Warren Sapp trying to defend himself with the NFL Network stuff. You know, stuff like that, if they're letting Deion hire Warren Sapp, you have to see what else, you know, that's how much control Deion has for good or bad. And I think it's been a lot of good. They got a lot more attention. They're getting a lot of NIL money in there. His two kids are great athletes and, you know, they're doing great things on the field. There's been a net positive, I think, for CU. But yeah, you're right. The slow drip, and now that I'm on this because of this whole Saudi thing last week, I'm going to be delving into this.
AJ Perez, I appreciate you, man. Thank you. Thanks for your time.
Thanks a lot, John.
Check out the story if you're interested. I don't think anything comes from it. I don't think there's probably anything to it. Feels more like a story to me about Colorado getting beat so decisively that it couldn't wrap its head around the idea that Oregon was just that much better, that much more prepared. You tell me. Our big splash is coming up. It's the one thing you need to know. Today we are broadcasting from Killer Burger in Wilsonville. Stop by. I am at the Killer Burger location. We have a 4-pack of tickets to the Mariners game on September 14th. We're giving away to somebody who stops by. And we have a pair of tickets to the Green Day concert at Providence Park on September 25th. All you have to do is come by the broadcast, scan the QR code, and enter to win. We're here till 6 o'clock. You got the BFT, Trent Bray, coming up in the 5 o'clock hour.